Hello?
Hey, John, Sahak calling you back.
Sahak, what's up, man? What's going on, big bro?
Not much. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just came from a little small meeting.
Right? How'd that go?
Oh, my gosh. It went, you know, we came to a compromise. It didn't go, you know, all the way my way. You know, but
right.
Hey, we
compromise is better than nothing, I guess.
Exactly. Compromise is better than nothing. So I got to look at it as half full as half empty.
Exactly. It's always good to look on the positive side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. How long have you been in
for
jail?
For sure. So most of my life, I mean, originally I do music, right? I'm an engineer, like writer, producer. So that's my passion. But as a profession doing sales, probably, about 20 years almost, something like that. I mean, I started off doing clothes and, well, of course, music. And then, you know, electronics, Best Buy, stuff like that, cars for a while. Wasn't really happy with the car thing, though. I didn't really like the culture. But after that, yeah, got into SEO, which I've been doing for a couple of years now. It's cool. I like it. I mean, it's something that helps businesses. Can't really complain too much about that.
Exactly. I mean, listen, I did sales. So I'm 27. I did sales for about really most of my life. And like every now and then I still listen to the audio, like The Closer, by Grant Cardone and stuff. And
oh, okay. Yeah.
Dude, when you're in sales, you're always going to be in sales, some form or fashion. It's just kind of like part of your life. You know what I mean?
Right. Kind of how he explains it. Like life is sales too, you know?
Exactly. So it's just part of my life, bro. I use sales for everything. Like even my personal life, I use just sales tactics and everything. It's just kind of embedded in you after a while. I even tell my little brothers, dude, you guys should get into like, start off with door to door. You know, it's okay if you don't sell anything as long as you like learn the skills, then start, you know, selling stuff. Dude, sales is like, I look at it almost as a trade if you can really get into it, you know, and get in the depth of it.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And that's why, I mean, with music, it was a good thing to have. I mean, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. Like he says, like, someone's always selling somebody on something, like whether it's your partner, your wife, your whatever, you know, it could be anything.
Whatever. Exactly. Either you're buying or you're selling.
Right, or you're selling.
There's
exactly.
No gray area. There's not a gray area.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, I like how you explain that.
No, that's what I believe in, man. Sales is life, seriously, and that's what propelled
right.
me to, you know, get into this. So even with this, you know, like I work with like Angie's List. Even with that, like getting these leads, sometimes they're not hot leads. Sometimes you gotta, you know, show up at their door and like pitch them, re-pitch them, and tell them who you are and what kind of services you conduct. And you got to have a pitch ready within, you know, anything you're selling, even yourself.
Yeah, especially with those. Yeah, because you really got to pitch because that's getting sent to your competition too. So you got to call them quick. Also got to have a good pitch. That's kind of why I like this better because this is exclusive. You know, they're only calling you. So if you got a good pitch, I mean, it's in the bag.
Oh, bro. Listen, man. I did solar. I sold solar, bro.
Oh, wasn't. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, I was ranked 13. I wasn't the best, but I was ranked 13th in the country for, you know, solar sales, and so was my brother too. So when it comes to like, dude, sales, come on, man. Let me talk to the person. That's what I say. Let me speak to them.
Right? Yeah, just let me talk to them. Exactly. Especially with solar too. Like that's a good racket. There's pretty good money in that if you know what you're doing.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's either you don't make much. It's almost like there's no really middle ground with solar, and that's what I liked but didn't like, because like it's either you don't make money at all, or you make a bunch of money and you're on fire, you know. And then there's a lot of things
right.
behind it, which is why I have to leave the solar field. And I really just wanted to own my own thing and kind of build up to that, you know, like just like how when you look at your, you know, your music. you know, aspirations and stuff and what you're working towards, you always have to look at it in a salesy way, because that's what this world is built off of. It's built off of buying,
right?
Selling, you know?
Buyers and sellers, exactly.
You can have the best product in the world and it won't sell, but, you know, you can sell a product that everyone has, like Windows, and be phenomenal at selling, and you can make, you know, $1,000 a day or whatever much money you make a day. So, you know?
Right. Yeah, if you have that sales gene, you know, that sales bug even, I mean, if say you've just practiced, got really good at it, even with a product that might be inferior to another, if you can sell it in a certain way, that's the key. That's why, I mean, nowadays, just like Grant Cardone said, like, salesmen will never go out of business. They always need salesmen to sell everything or anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Without them, the economy would just halt, you know?
What are they, publicist or an A&R work? They basically sell you to the company or to the other media outlets and stuff like that.
Like an agent, you know? Exactly.
So that's what it is, man. You're in the perfect field, especially to edify, you know, your music career and where you want to lead to, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely helped me with that too, for sure. Yeah, because you got to sell yourself in that way too. Even with the digital side of it, you know, YouTube and Spotify and all that, you still got to be able to sell yourself if you want to make anything or really like make concrete moves in that industry, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Invest in thyself and all that stuff.
Exactly. Right.
I'm literally pulling up in the parking lot right now and going up the elevator because I really want my brother to hear this and all the just the detail portion of this, because if this company's that good, bro, I would leave Angie's List, honestly, and just deal with you guys, because, you know, if I'm getting leads, how it works with Angie's List is get the same leads, and I gotta hop on it fast, and sometimes these leads are just a dud, you know, and they're not really...
Yeah, and you still paid for it, right?
I still pay for it. They're not really solid, and I have to kind of go a little bit more above and beyond to, you know, close these leads in a way. So
yeah, you kind of have to go above and beyond, and then you may not know if you're going to get it or not, so you got that extra added pressure dealing with that. Then, of course, you're not getting them in the moment they want the job done either. You're getting them after they've cooled off a bit. That's gone through the app. Other people have called, unless you're the first one to call, which I'm sure is quite rare. So you're getting them kind of in a moment where they're like getting estimates. So it's good for them. They get the best price. But for you, you may not get anything and you still just paid for the lead.
Exactly. So even on the phone when I talk to them, it's almost like already kind of like beaten and battered by like a bunch of other guys calling them. And that's why sometimes not the best move, but you know, sometimes I just like, hey, I'm in the area. You know, do a, you know, cold pitch at the door and lock it
right
that way.
Exactly. And yeah, that's why I think with this you do much better, because since you got the sales experience, if they're calling just you, you know, and it's like you're the only person they're going to speak with, I mean, maybe they'll call someone else, but most likely it's going to be you, and then all you got to do is hit them with that pitch, and most likely, I mean, it sounds like with your experience, it'll be, you know, as they say, history.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm calling better leads.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. Better quality ones. Yeah, because you're just getting them in the moment that they're searching. So they're in that moment, that emotional moment when they're like, oh, okay. And if you gave them that perfect pitch, you know, boom, for sure they're sold. You know.
Yep. And I'll tell you one thing, bro. Every lead that I've gotten, me and my brother, if it's not me, then it's my brother. We literally have to talk them into like, you know, we'll do this for you. We'll help you out. Well, let's just show up. Let's check things out and let's do this and let's do that. So it's always been kind of like a battle almost to just like lock something in. And I'm used to it.
Right.
With it. I'm not going to complain when I'm making money, but.
Right.
Man, that's why.
But better to not have to deal with that than deal with it. Right. For sure.
Got that right.
Yeah. And then
Oh, yeah. I'm at the house. I'm with my brother, my brother Naj over here.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? My name's Sahak, but a lot of people just call me Hawk, H-A-W-K. Either one is fine.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, Hawk.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. I appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, the original name Sahak, it's Armenian. My dad was Sicilian Armenian, and then my mom was Swedish Norwegian. So I'm kind of I'm on both sides.
Okay, so we all have weird names over here, right?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we're all right.
His name is Najim.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, yeah. See, yeah. So we all fit in together then.
Yep. Weird name crew.
Right, the weird name crew for sure. Yeah. So I was talking to your brother. I mean, basically what we do, of course, the main thing is when someone is going to search on Google for any of the services you guys provide. So it doesn't matter what it is. You have 15 different keywords we can list you for, but obviously junk removal, you know, that sort, anything that falls under that umbrella. They search for that within that radius and boom, you're popping up on the first page. So it could even be, because we don't just put you on Google, it can be anything. So it could be like, we're putting you on about 67 different directories. So you got like Yahoo, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even like for voice activated searches. So, I mean, if anyone is searching on any device, even talking to their phone or their car or their Alexa, whatever it is, you guys can still pop up. It doesn't have to be typed in. And like we were actually, me and your brother were just talking about, when they click on any of these listings, the call goes straight to you. So unlike Angie's or some of those third party services where it's going to your competition, it's kind of a race to get to them. You got to have like a strong pitch to maybe get them. And then you're still going to have to pay for the lead. This is just an organic listing. So it's a monthly flat rate that covers everything. So it's always going to be the same every month. No matter how many leads you get, you know, success you have, that has no bearing on the pricing. So it's a little more freedom whether you have more control over it. And I mean, other than that, you get sponsored Facebook ads. There's a lot of great marketing tools. Like, you know, like when you search for something or even just talk about it and you start to see the ads pop up, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So same thing. I know it's annoying. I hate it too, but it's a great marketing tool and you got, it would work the same just with your business and your services. And then you got a tracking system so we can track the success, you know, what areas you're being found in the most, what keywords. We even help you get more reviews. We do websites. I mean, pretty much everything under the sun.
That makes sense.
Anything marketing wise. Yeah. I mean, did you have any questions? Or anything, or?
I guess, like, as we go, we'll start picking up questions or, you know, having more questions. I'm going to write down.
Right, and you'll have my stuff. For sure, yeah.
Sounds good. So local, what is it called? Local Splash, right?
Yeah, Local Splash. So local as in the area, splash as in water. Matter of fact, I can send you a text, but maybe it's an email better, where you have something to look at while we're talking.
Yeah, for sure. Just shoot it through text, man.
Okay, yeah, I'll send it through text. Hold on. So you're gonna see our website. Now, obviously, you're gonna see the full pricing on the website, like I said before. But obviously, what I quoted you, the $299, that's the same because we put in for the credit. So all I'm gonna do is just sending this so you can see the website and, you know, see we're legit. You'll also be able to see our partnership with Google. So let me just send that now. That should be coming through now. Let me know if you see that.
Give me 1 second, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Let me just get everything set up real brief. All right, I'm gonna just look it up on my laptop, my iPad, really quick.
Yeah, and I sent you the text. You should have that on the phone too.
Perfect. Forward it to my brother real quick.
And the company itself, which you'll also see that we've been in business like 18 years, going on about almost 11,000 clients currently in the U.S., a couple in Canada now, actually, too.
Yeah?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's legit, man.
For sure, yeah. We've been with Google, Premier Channel with them, with about since 2004, so about 20 years old.
Something was wrong. Please try again.
What the heck is wrong with this? Very.
I was gonna say, who's that?
Nah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's a robot.
He's getting jealous. Yeah, she's just kidding.
Yeah. She's like, don't talk to those Google guys.
That's what I'm saying, man. My question, one of the issues that I do have with new pasta services is I kind of made a little bit of an accident when trying to create a domain. So
okay,
basically that domain name is going to be frozen for about 60 days till it gets free. And then I can tie it into my website. So I'm kind of stuck in a rut here. But, how do you, you know, buying this package, do you guys, so is this the standard package or is this
the
only?
So this is the standard, like there's local SEO, but you're not going to get the same results that you guys are looking for. It's just their local SEO. You wouldn't have the ads. You also wouldn't be able to go up to 50 miles. You'd only get about 15. So this is like I'd say this is the standard package. Anything lower than that, it'd be like if you just had like a 5 to 10 mile radius and you weren't looking to do any type of like social media, which I think would be much better. So it's way more bang for your buck at the $299 for sure. Like it's pretty much everything we offer except Google Guaranteed, you know, LSA.
Okay. So, what would be the turnover rate for local splash?
So we typically see a 10-to-1 return on investment with that $249 or to the $299. Anything at the between 200 and 300, we're looking at 10-to-1 return on investment. So just like, it's obviously different for the type of service you have and like the areas you're in, but just for a general, let's just say for junk removal within, I think we went over this earlier, but it's just to say for, you know, your immediate area, right, in Sparks, that you're looking at even, it's about 1,300 searches just in that area alone for junk removal. So let's just say, I mean, on the low end, we got you 1% of those searches right now. That's for sake of argument. It'll be more than that, but that's 13 calls. Now, that's one area that we've targeted and then one keyword. You can have up to 15, like I said, with the keywords, and then you have 12 areas we can target. So then we'll multiply that. So you see where I'm going with that. I mean, there's business there in the backyard. We're just helping you utilize it by optimizing your placement. But it's not just on Google. Now, those are Google numbers, but you also got 67 different directories, you know, Alexa, the sponsored Facebook ads. So, I mean, I'm confident we're going to get you, like I said, the 10-to-1 is it's a good bet.
Okay. And would I have any assistance if I run into some discrepancies when it comes to these leads, would I be able to maybe like call in and, you know, get things clarified or like technical issues when it comes to
for sure. Like you have a tech team who's there Monday through Friday too. Yeah. If you want to run new promotions, change content, any problem with the website, whatever it is. Yeah. You'll have like a designated tech to deal with all that too. And you have a tracking system. So not just do you have it through our website, but we have an app we created called Splash Call. So you can actually see all this real time on your phone. You can like see what areas these calls are coming from, what areas are being searched in, you know, the keywords you're being found for the most, how your Facebook ads are doing. So you can actually make suggestions yourself too and then see it real time on your phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's on the technical end. Yeah. It's covered on our side. The only thing, I mean, you could still obviously have an administration over the Facebook. And like for referrals and whatnot, but they're running the ads, they're doing the website. I mean, they do it all on the digital side. That way you can focus on the calls, the work itself.
So you said Facebook. Are you speaking of like maybe running Facebook ads and stuff like that too?
Yeah, exactly. So those marketing tools I was talking about where if they're even just searching for you, but they don't call you, then your ads pop up later on. That's they call it retargeting. That's a Facebook marketing tool.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And they'll retarget them through other apps, such as
exactly. Like, so any of those directories, you know, those 67 different directories, whatever it is, say it's Alexa or even Facebook, they find you on the first page, but they don't call you. later on. They retarget them through different, exactly, applications.
Okay, that sounds cool, man. I like what I'm hearing. And what about the brand development side of it? Like, what do you guys offer with that?
So for the website, say if you did want us to build a website, for that type of thing, I mean, you can actually be instrumental in creating it. So we can, you know, put your content, pictures, testimonies, reviews, even through the website, we can do scheduling and billing. And it is if you have us build the site. Now, if it's just for your site that you already have, that would be, we'd run traffic and analytics, but they can't edit. That's the only thing. That's why I do recommend having us build it. With maybe, obviously, I know you don't have the domain for 60 days, but we could, two options there, I'm thinking. We can get you a new one and build you a site, or, you know, wait 60 days till we have yours and then build it through that domain. Totally up to you guys, though.
Okay. Yeah. The only thing about it is, and it's not even like an objection or anything like that, more of like a, just
something,
I guess,
right,
for lack of better words, interest would be, just me making sure that I'm with, you know, the guys building the website and stuff like that. I just want to be,
oh, for sure,
making sure that I'm, you know, walking with them as they build and stuff like that. That's the only thing that I would be concerned
about. Of course. No, for sure. Yeah. We make sure you're instrumental in it. So they get your approval on everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be exactly how you want it. You know, what you want to include or not include. You want to put PayPal, you want to put reviews, you know, whatever. Yeah. So they'll get your approval on everything. They're not just going to build it and then be like, here you go. It's not like that.
Here you go, bro. Just don't.
Yeah, here you go. Here's, right. Just don't mess it up. Exactly. So nothing like that. No, they'll every step of the way, they're getting your approval and make sure everything's, you know, up to the standards of the company.
All right. And I understand with, you know, with other apps, they give like, okay. Another one would be, Let me think. Cause I know this doesn't, I know Local Splash does not work like Angie's Leads. How they basically, let me explain to you how you guys work. And, you know, if I'm kind of incorrect, just correct me. Cause
oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to get my mind wrapped around things. So the way Angie's Leads works is, they send us leads, and if they're not, any good leads, we can send them back and stuff like that. But with you guys get our names basically everywhere, and then we get notifications and stuff like that. So we're not necessarily paying for leads, but we're just paying for, our names to be marketed. Does that make
sense? The marketing part would more be the ads, like the sponsored Facebook ads. What they call this is search engine optimization. So it's basically, we're optimizing your placement across, you know, the internet, all media. So we're just optimizing how people find you. So that's why they call it organic, because we're just making sure people find you more often, or, you know, whenever they do that search, so they're calling you. So it's not necessarily a lead service, because we're not sending you leads or charging you for leads. You're just paying the $2.99 per month for us to put you in all these places in front of people, and that in turn gets more people to call you for your services, and in turn gets you more business and, of course, more jobs and money coming in for the company.
Okay. And in result, there isn't really like a beginner's test run thing that you guys do. It's more just like, here we go, let's get it going. And,
you know. No, unfortunately not, no. But, I mean, I've been here 2 years, and I haven't had anyone cancel because of results. Not even one. The only thing I've had happen is during the winter when it gets slow for some services, you know, like landscaping or something like that, they'll put it on pause. But I haven't had anyone cancel because of results. I mean, typically the turnaround time is pretty quick, and you're seeing jobs come in relatively fast. So, no, there's no test run, but we also don't do contracts either. So you can cancel at any time. If you're not happy with it, you know, you can, all you have to do is just let us know two or three business days ahead, and they'll cancel. There's no fees that come along with it or anything like that. That's why we don't do the free trial runs, because, you know, we don't do contracts or anything like that.
Okay. So, all right. So what would be the process of getting started?
Okay, so first thing, of course, your verification through Google. You know, I don't know if you guys have tried to do this before, but what they do is they send a postcard in the mail to verify the address. Now, of course, if it's your home address, we don't have to list it online. Of course, most people opt out. But the one I have through your Angie's listing is 955 Avenue of the Oaks in Sparks, Nevada. Is that a good address to send the postcard to for the verification?
Yeah, you can send it over to that. That's it's not a brick and mortar. It's residential. But yeah, you can go ahead and send the postcard just to, you know, verify the address.
Right. And it's only for that. Yeah. And exactly. And that's where your ping is going to start from too. So if you want to change that address, just let me know now.
No, let's start off.
That's
with
okay.
That. Maybe we'll change it down in line.
And you can if, yeah, exactly. No worries. Okay. And then now once we get everything set up here, during the process, you know, that we're about to do, I'm going to send your invoice that has everything included, your pricing and everything. What's a good email to send that to?
What's a good email? Should I do LiveXLove? Or... All right. So we'll do LiveXLove@outlook.com.
Outlook. So that's livexlove@outlook.com.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Outlook.com. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Just want to make sure. LiveXLove. There it is. Okay. And then for the number for clients to contact is the 702. This number is okay?
Yeah.
We'll okay.
Be,
and then
we may be changing the business number, but for right now, that's
for now, that's okay. Okay. Yeah. And you can too. Yeah. We're pretty flexible with most things. So no worries there. Now, as for, just to make sure I have the spelling of the name correct is JOHATHON for Jonathan and then Bukassa is BUKASSA.
The last name's correct, but the first name only has one H.
Okay, so is Jonathan like T-O-N?
It's,
oh no, I see. Okay, no, I just got, I realized what I did there. Okay, so J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N.
T-H-A-N.
A-N, okay, cool. Just want to make sure, because see, I would have had it incorrect. Okay, perfect. Now we're good. Now, as for the Google business profile, like how you want it to appear to your clients and everything, so for hours of operation, is that going to be like a 9 to 5? Is it more like 8 to 6, maybe 24/7, or how are you guys working the hours?
We'll do 24/7.
Okay, cool. So you guys don't mind getting calls at any hour?
Any freaking hour, dude. I'll answer the phone.
Get that money. I got you. Okay, no worries. Just wanted to confer. And now for clients to contact you guys, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, what about for areas you guys want to show up in? Now, this, of course, is important. Now, what I have here, Reno, Virginia City, Carson City, Floriston, Sparks, Truckee. I'm looking at a map here. Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can have up to 12. So there's two others. So what I have so far, Sparks, Truckee, Silver City, Sun Valley, Incline Village, Verity. Are there any others besides the ones I listed?
So let's make sure we get all the neighboring, cities, like, in the radius of like, you know, the Reno area, and you've got most of them, right? And also if we have to reach a little bit, we'll go down to Vegas.
Okay. So I'll put that into just for why not, right?
Yeah.
Cause if there's a business there, then why not?
Why not? Why the heck not?
All right. Okay, so I'm just adding, there we go, Silver City, Verity, Floriston, and then Las Vegas. So you do also have one more if you guys want.
Give me a second. Let me check out the map real quick.
And if you guys want to just add it during the interview with the technician, that's okay too. But I figured since we're on the line, you only got one more. Yeah, take a look. Let me know if you find one.
All right. Give me one second.
Yep. Just adding everything else. So like I said, the tracking system is included. We can also put, Oh yeah, by the way, about the website, did you want to include us building one, or you guys want to wait for yours to get to go live?
We'll have you guys build it. We'll have you guys build
okay.
it. We're having technical issues right. with our.
Yeah. No worries. We'll get the new, you know, domain and all that too. So no worries.
Sounds good.
And then you guys can speak with the technician tomorrow morning. Is that okay, or what's a good time for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, I would say about, let's do 10. Let's do around 10.
10?
10 to, yeah, we'll be free enough around 10.
Okay, cool. Just adding that in here. And then let me know about the area, because next step we got is the keywords. Now, I know there's not probably 15, but I put junk removal. Do you guys also do, like, excavation, and or do you have any specific type of services that you do you want to show up for?
We'll do, we can do only labor moving.
Okay, labor moving.
Yeah.
And then what about, like, appliance, like, removal or, like, waste removal, anything like that?
Yeah, we can do waste removal, too.
Okay, waste removal.
All waste, junk, debris, building materials.
Okay, there you
yes.
go.
Yeah, anything that falls under the junk, like haul, waste, debris, waste materials.
Yeah, even moving as well.
Oh, and like moving services too?
Yeah, moving services, but it's just labor only.
Like, okay, gotcha.
Loading, unloading, those type of things. Moving without using our truck.
Right. No, I got you. Yeah, anything that has to do with the labor of it, but you're not going to take the truck and move it to the other place.
Yeah.
Just the beginning part, yeah.
Yeah, because then, you know, it has to, it's important to put labor only because, you know, if you don't have, if it's not worded like that, then, you know, there's like licensing that comes into play and stuff like that, and you have to,
right, and you can get caught up. Yeah, I
yeah,
got you.
So just like if they need some bodies, then we'll come by and we'll move their stuff. You know.
Okay, perfect. And then what about like? I think you said construction cleanup too, right? Your brother said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so commercial cleanup and stuff,
residential as well.
Okay, so I'll put commercial cleanup and residential cleanup. I can even have the technician recommend some that fall under, you know, that have high search volumes that fall under junk removal if you guys want to.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Right. Okay, that's what I usually do. But I just wanted to get a couple from you guys first. Okay, so that should do it. And did you check out the map? Did you have one more area? Because you do have one more, unless you want to maybe just you just have it ready by the time tomorrow with the interview with the tech too, if you want to just think about it.
Let's do Sacramento.
Sacramento. Okay. That'll be 12 then. Sacramento. All right. Got it. I think that should do it for this part. All right. Yep. And let's see here. Now for the billing address, is that going to be the same, the 955 Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And is that a Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Give me a second.
Yep.
All right, so the number is 4347.
Okay.
6971.
Okay.
0255.
All right. 8142. All right, and then the expiration?
0328.
328, and the number on the back?
374.
374, okay. Now, also going to set up a security question for you guys, so that way you know it's us and we're calling, calls are more secure, and you can avoid some of those other callers. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the first pet's name.
Okay, and the name?
Marley.
Marley. M-A-R-L-E-Y, right?
Yep.
Like Bob Marley.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Love it. Okay, cool. Now, I'm going to set up your account now. It just takes a quick second. You're going to see that come through on your online banking, of course, but then you're also going to get the invoice through text and email, like I said. So I think the text is the easiest way to access it, but I'll send both, of course, just one for your record, the other for, like, the next step. And then we just have one other quick step, and then you guys are good to go. So one sec here. And then the rest, yeah, like I said, is just for the technician. So that you'll get everything else, start everything else tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, man.
For sure. All right. Thanks for bearing with me here. I know it's taking a sec. Oh, there it goes. Okay. Now you're going to see. There you go. Okay. So got the name spelled right. Thanks to you. So J-O-N, it's O-T-H-A-N or A-T-H-A-N?
A-T-H-A-N.
Okay, perfect. So I got it. You're going to see that come through now. Then you'll see the invoice come same time. Okay. Any second now. There it is. All right. Now let me just check the invoice. Sounds like you might have got the text. Did you get the text?
Not yet.
No? Okay, let me resend it. Yeah. Okay, resending the text. You'll see it come through now. And then email should come shortly after, but I usually just resend the text because it's much quicker. You should see that come through any second.
Got it.
All right, cool. So it's going to say below. Yep. So, and then it'll say below is your invoice. There's like a blue link. Once you click the link, that takes you into the invoice. Of course, take a quick look. Let me know if you got any questions. Once you get to the bottom, though, there's a box where you click. It says I'm the authorized user. Below that, that's where you would type your name. Then you would hit confirm signature once you've done both of those. Once you've done that, that's going to take you to our website. After you hit confirm, then that'll ask for your username and login, which you're going to get within 7 days because you're speaking with the technician tomorrow morning. Let me know once you get there.
All right. So now I'm at the username and password.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, you'll get that within 7 days. Now, there's just one other quick step, and I'm going to set up, like, you know, confirm the time with the technician, and then you guys are good. So the next one is called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice to ensure the accuracy of the order, outline the service agreement, and, of course, it's an added form of protection for you. So if you need me to review and clarify, you know, anything at all, don't hesitate to tell me. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
New Coffee Services.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Jonathan Bucasta, New Coffee Services.
Okay. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. This also goes along with the verification process. So, of course, there's the postcard, but there's also some things that Google asks for, like pictures of your tools or equipment, work vehicle, excuse me, anything that goes along with the business, because they do need to verify there is a business for them to put you on the map. You know how Google is. So I'm actually sending you an email now with the steps on how to do that. That way you can guys have that prepared for the interview with the technician tomorrow morning. That way they can get a jump start on it, you know, which is always good. Now, also as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling, calls are more secure, and you can just, you know, avoid those other callers. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I usually just text the number that the tech is going to call from after the call, unless you want to write it down now. Totally up to you.
Wait. Say that again. I'm sorry.
The number that the technician is going to call from, I can give it to you now to write it down, or I can just text it to you at the end of the call, too, if you like.
Text it to me at the end of the call, and I'll lock it in.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today on June 22nd in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd or 30 days from today in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to send you over the last part here, just the confirmation of the time with the tech. So you said 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just adding that now, Local Splash. And let me just add your info here, and then you're good to go. That's the last step. I can let you guys enjoy your night here. Okay, one sec. Okay, just adding your email, and then you're good to go. LiveXLove@Outlook.com. Okay. Sending that over to you now. It's going to come through email as a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes on the RSVP, and that confirms the time. The technician will do the same, and you guys are set up for tomorrow morning. You should see that coming through now.
All right. Got it.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, just hit yes on the RSVP, and you guys are good to go. So, I appreciate the time. It was great talking with both of you. Welcome to the team, most of all, of course. And they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 10 o'clock time tomorrow morning to get you guys started. Now, what I'm also going to do, I'm going to send you over my – because I know you have that text from earlier, I think, but I'm going to send one that has the number the technician is going to call from and also my personal info. That way, if you guys do need anything on my end, you can, you know, let me know. And this will be the same number the technician is going to call from, so you know it's him when he's calling, okay?
Well, sounds good.
All right. Great talking with you guys again. So I'm going to send that over now as soon as we get off the call, and you have my info just in case you guys need anything, okay? Like, let me know. You guys have a great night, okay?
Are you guys stationed? You guys are stationed in Vegas?
No, so we're actually in California, in Southern California, Orange County area. It's called Fountain Valley. We're kind of near the Google headquarters, so we're pretty close.
Oh, okay, because I saw the 702. I thought it was Vegas.
Yeah, it's interesting. I get why they do that, but, okay, so it's called Voice over Internet Protocol. What they do is, like, when we make the call, it has a local number for each area. That way, because we make, I mean, hundreds, thousands of calls a day, right? So this helps us save on the phone bill, basically, is why they do it.
Oh, perfect. All right. That's understandable.
Yep, for sure. And like I said, I'm sending this over now, so you can stay on the line with me, make sure you get this. Contact me. Or, and this, and when you call in, if you're looking for me, Sahak or Hawk, either one is fine. They'll send it over to me. And then, like I said, this will be the same number that Tech is calling from too. Just ask for Hawk. Yep, no problem. So I'm going to send that over now, and then they'll call you tomorrow morning, like probably between 10 and 10:30, and get you guys started, okay?
All right, so just lock it in as a local splash, basically.
Exactly. Right. Just lock it in as local splash, because that's going to be same number for me and the tech. So if you put local splash, you'll know it's us calling either way.
All right, sounds good, man. Appreciate it. I'm expecting the number to lock it in.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm sending it. Actually, if you want to stay on the line, I mean, most people are like, I want to get off the phone. So, yeah, just give me a sec to write out this text, and then hold on a sec. The number, the text will call from. Tomorrow morning. Okay, there it is. Sending now. Let me know if you got that.
Give it a second. It'll pop up sometime soon. Got it.
All right, perfect. So you got my number now. And that's the same number the tech will call from. So save that number. Either one is fine, but this is like the main number. So make sure to save that. And then they're going to give you a call tomorrow to get you guys started, start building all your profiles, you know, get everything ready.
Sweet. Sounds good, man. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, no problem at all. You guys have a great night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. You too, brother. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Bye.